Hi, I'm Katie.
And I'm Tessa.
Hi, Katie and Tessa.
Hi.
What book are we talking about today?
Swing It, Sunny.
Bye. Oh, I stumped you. Jennifer L. Holm.
Okay.
And does Matthew Holm help with that one too? Her brother?
I think so. I think he helped with some of like the drawing.
Yeah.
I think so. I think it's Jennifer L. Holm and Matthew Holm. Yeah. Well, while you're talking about, I'll look it up quick while you're talking. Tell us about Swing It, Sunny. Go ahead. Take it away.
So, well, first of all, there's a first book called Sunny Side Up.
Mm-hmm.
It's about where, like, she goes to her grandpa's, and then because there's a problem back at home with Dale because he's been smoking and drugs and everything.
Making poor choices.
So, yeah, and then in the second book, he ends up going to, like, this school.
It's like a boot camp school, like an army school. And so when they go there,
it helps them like not do drugs and smoke and everything.
Make better choices.
But when he gets home, instead of learning about his good habits, he starts going back to his bad habits and going with his bad friends.
And it was like a special night because I think what holiday? I think it was
Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all going to like watch fireworks and everything. And
that was the 4th of July.
Yeah, so I thought he
like
drove.
We're doing fireworks on Halloween now. This is a new.
He drove away and he smashed. We think he smashed. He was the one who broke all the mailboxes down.
You're getting the two books mixed up. Halloween. On 4th of July was when Dale punched his sister, Sunny.
In Sunny Side Up.
Yes.
But in Swing It, Sunny, on Halloween. That's what I was saying. On Halloween.
Oh. Now you're getting me confused.
It's all good. I'm following.
And so, like, in the first book, though, her grandpa that lives in Florida, right?
Yep. Yeah, Florida.
Yep, she goes to live with her grandpa.
He said, I won't smoke anymore, but he's been secretly putting, like, newspapers in front of him and smoking.
Kind of hard to hide that because the smell is.
Yeah, and then she figured it out and then got mad at him and everything. And then the punching went on and stuff.
Okay.
And then so Swing It, Sunny, finally at the end of the book, something happens with Dale.
Yeah.
Yes. He changes.
Awesome.
He changes into something that you will have to read to find out.
Read to find out. It's true. Mm-hmm. When you think about Sunny Side Up versus Swing It, Sunny. Is there one you like more than the other one?
Yes.
Which one, Tessa?
I think I like Sunny Side Up because I think they have more detail.
Oh, you like the first one better. Do more detail.
Okay. I like the second one, I'd have to say.
Why?
But if you don't read the first one, you won't get the second one.
True.
Yeah.
But the second one I like because it shows more of her family and where her hometown was and the background of the real story.
Yeah.
Well, for me, they're kind of tied too because in the second book, she actually finds a new, like, neighbor moves in and teaches her STEM stuff.
Totally.
But, like, I like it because it's more, like, it's more of solving. So, like, it's more confusing, which is, like, the hard part about the book.
Sure,
but
sure.
It's fun to solve things.
Absolutely. All right. I think we've covered some of this already. What characters would you like to meet in real life?
I would love to meet the grandpa.
Why would you want to meet the grandpa?
The grandpa, I think he's got this personality that he's just kind of like, we're going to go on like adventure today. And then she thinks like, oh, Disneyland.
Yeah.
And then they go to the post office.
Oh.
And they wait there like hours.
Yeah.
I don't know who I would want to meet. Sunny or the grandpa, because they both have a lot of like our main characters in the book.
Yep.
But I also like also Dale, because I would like to see like what he would do.
Absolutely.
But,
absolutely. Would you want Sunny's grandpa to be your grandpa?
No. I like my grandpa.
Same. I wouldn't want
so
a grandpa.
So you want her grandpa to replace your grandpa? That was a good answer.
Yeah.
That was a very safe answer.
I like my grandma and grandpa.
Yep. Yep.
And I think that if my grandma lived with that grandpa, he would not ever going to be able to smoke again.
Yeah.
Your grandma's a strong woman.
Yep.
Not going to put up with it.
Nope.
That doesn't not surprise me, Katie. It does not surprise
me. Smoke is bad for you, so.
True. If you could ask Jennifer Holm and or Matthew Holm, her brother, something, what would you want to ask them?
Why didn't you let the little brother grow up a little bit more?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
The little brother was just kind of like in the crib saying, yeah, yeah, man, yeah, man.
So how much time passes between the first and second books? Do we know?
It's like a month passes.
Okay.
I just think he should be able to, like, say more stuff.
Hmm.
I think throughout the book, though, like a month, they do like in each book, there's a month that happens. But then in between the books, so like if they say this is in July, mm-hmm. they take like August off, mm-hmm. a little bit of September, and then they start again in September.
There you go.
Right. I think that's right.
So yeah. Why didn't the little brother age more? What's the little brother's name again? Do we know?
I think Tommy?
Yeah, Tommy.
Tommy.
But like, I just think that like, that I like how they have a month passed.
Yeah.
I think it might be 2 months because they go from July to 4th of July to Halloween.
That might be.
Yeah, and I think that they should have Tommy be doing more stuff with her because
sure.
you kind of forget about Tommy until mm-hmm. you see him just in the corner.
True story. All right.
The question I would want to ask is probably one the same one as her mm-hmm. or why did you kind of like, why didn't you talk about Dale as much?
In the second book?
Yeah.
Yep. There's more about Sunny that time.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Girls, you did a fabulous job. Clearly people need to go out and read these books.
Yes.
It shouldn't even be an option anymore.
Yeah.
If they've listened to this podcast, all 7 minutes of it, they should for sure go read the books. It's all good. It's a great podcast. Girls, you did awesome. Anything else you want to say?
Happy reading.
Happy reading.
Happy reading.